Blog Talk Radio.
We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. For he is worthy, our God is worthy. Yes, he is worthy to be praised. Yes, he is worthy, our God is worthy. Yes, he is worthy to be praised. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever and forever and forevermore. And our soul says amen. Amen and amen. We want to bless the Lord. Amen. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Amen. The Lord God, he is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. And we just want to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Amen. To you, and to you too. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord, as we rejoice in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Amen. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. My pleasure, amen, to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. This day and every day. Amen. Because it's only what we do for Christ is going to last. Amen. If this is your first time with us, amen, we greet you in the name of Jesus. Amen. We ask that you would have a seat at the breakfast table. Our spiritual breakfast is about to be served. Amen. A man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is blessed, be the name of the living God. I want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. Mondays through Saturdays. Amen. Glory be to God at this hour. Sundays at 12. We are about to incorporate Facebook until we move back into our building. Amen. Until we move back into a building. Amen. We will be incorporating Facebook. Amen. Along with what we currently have. We're going to find a way to bring it all together. Amen. Glory be to the living God, and to God be praise. Amen. All right. Amen. And soon I feel the Lord leading us. We're probably going to, until we move into a building, we'll probably be meeting together once a month on Sundays. Once a month. Maybe starting in the month of May, we'll be meeting once a month. So, amen. I don't know when, don't know where, don't know how. Amen. Don't know how God is going to do it. Amen. Don't know, amen, where the location, amen, is going to be at yet. I don't have all the details. I just know what the Holy Spirit, amen, is preparing us for. Amen. Glory be to God. So, amen. I do know, because now that we're still in the pandemic, amen, glory be to God, but amen, we're still here, amen, so we still wear our masks, we still do social distancing, amen. I would advise everybody to do that, amen. And the building that we was in prior to the pandemic, amen, we have moved from Mount Airy over into Alani, but that building was sold, amen. So we don't have a building yet. So, amen, for Easter Sunday, amen, we'll be meeting at my mother's church, amen, and having fellowship with her. Amen. Glory be to God. And everybody's going to be blessed that Sunday, because I'm telling you, Bishop Westfield can preach. Amen. And then, but in the month of May, we're going to be meeting once a month, one Sunday a month. All right. So I'll keep everybody informed. In the meantime, though, we are going to continue our services on Block Radio every Sunday. And we're also going to be on Facebook every Sunday. Amen. All right, God is doing some wonderful things, amen, getting us ready for our TV channel, amen, and it's all good, amen, it's all good. All right, so I hope that you guys have been enjoying yourself. I know I have, on Women's History Month, because the world is celebrating Women's History Month, and that's a good thing. That's a real good thing, because women need to be recognized. See, we need to be recognized, and I, you know, that's all I'm going to say on that, amen. But as I was meditating on it, amen, because I was talking with someone else, one of the ministry partners, and they was talking about a person and a woman. I said, oh, that's good. Maybe we can talk about her and some other people then. But at that conversation, amen, iron sharpens iron. And then after that conversation, the Holy Spirit said, yeah, you're going to be doing Women's History Month, but it's going to be Women of the Bible. Amen. And so this week, amen, it's been a blessing. We started out with Potiphar's wife. Amen. Glory be to God. Potiphar's wife, she was married to the king. She had everything, but it wasn't enough. She wanted Joseph. She wanted Joseph. Amen. Amen. So we talked about her. Then we went on the next day, and our brother Tyrone came, and he spoke to us about Eve. Ooh, my God, that was a good word. Amen. How God couldn't have done it without a woman. Amen. But how Eve exchanged pain for sin. Amen. And then yesterday, let me tell you something about yesterday. I'm going to tell you right now, if you missed any of this week's messages, amen, you can go back to our archives and pull it up, okay? Because it's all bumping. Why? Because the word of God bumps. It's not necessarily who bring the word. The word is the authority and the power by itself. Pastor Erica came yesterday. My God, Jesus had mercy. And shared to us about Hannah. Hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. How Hannah prayed from her anguish. Woo, my God. And she wrapped that up and said, your pain is welcome as part of your worship. My God, Jesus, my God. I'm still jumping in the spirit. Bring God your worship and bring God your anguish. My God, Jesus. Hallelujah. Today, amen. Hallelujah. My God. Look, God got us on a train. It's fastly, it's picking up momentum every day. Amen. We want to talk a little bit about Elizabeth today. Elizabeth. Amen. And so coming to us this morning, amen, to share her input, her insight, amen, and what the Lord has given her to share, amen, is our precious sister, Priscilla, amen, Woods all the way in Philadelphia, amen. So we want to thank God, amen, for this woman and her spirit, amen, glory be to God and all that she does in the kingdom, amen. So give me a minute now, let me open up the second switchboard. I was sitting here laughing with the Holy Ghost the other day. I said, Lord have mercy. You couldn't have told me years ago that God was going to use me techie like this. Okay. So wait a minute. Give me one second. I got that switchboard open. Now I got to open up this switchboard. Amen. Glory be to God. All right. I think I got it. Okay. I think I do. All right. Sister Priscilla, are you there? Let me see. Maybe I did something wrong. Wait a minute.
I'm here.
Okay, wait a minute. Give me one second.
I muted your line and it stopped. So let me try it again. All right, Sister Priscilla, you may have to hang up and call back in because it's coming from the static is coming from your end. All right, so we're waiting for Sister Priscilla to call back. Give me 1 second now. Give me 1 second. Get rid of this echo. All right. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Is not the Lord good all the time? And is not God good all the time? All right. All right. Give me 1 second. Saints, amen. And we will be on our way. Amen. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. All right. Sister Priscilla, is that you?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, and we hear you loud and clear. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless you, my sister. Amen. And the floor is yours. Let the Lord use you any way he desires to use you.
All right. Greetings, Pastor. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Pastor Bradford, ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, my brothers and sisters in Christ, good, beautiful morning that the Lord has made. I give thanks and praise to him for today, for his grace and mercy, most of all for the awesome gift of his son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I praise God for this season, this season of Lent, of remembrance, of our Savior's final 40 days journey to the cross for us, for his horrific death sacrifice for our sins, for his burial, resurrection, and the assurance of eternal life that we have in him and him alone. Thank you, Pastor, for the invitation to participate in the Women's History Month celebration focused on women of the Bible, and for assigning me to do the reading on Elizabeth, the cousin of Mary, mother of Jesus, the Messiah. Elizabeth's story is focused in the Gospel, is found in the Gospel of Luke 1, chapter 1, verses 5 through 80, which I will not read all into your hearing, but that's where the story is told in by Dr. Luke there. Father God, in the holy and righteous name of Jesus, I ask that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, and our Redeemer, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 How can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee. To God be the glory, to God be the glory, to God be the glory for the things he has done. With his blood he has saved me. With his power he has raised me. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Just let me live my life and let it be pleasing, Lord, to thee. And if I gain any grace, let it go to Calvary. With his blood he has saved us. With his power he has raised us. To God be the glory for the things he has done.
Hallelujah. Elizabeth, the woman who bore a son in her old age. The name of Elizabeth means God is my oath, that is, a worshiper of God. In his hymn of praise uttered soon after the birth of his son John, Zacharias alludes to the significance of his wife's name when he said, the oath which God swore to Abraham. The son was called John, not Zacharias, because the angel of God, Gabriel, had gone to Zacharias and told him what the name of this child should be. The family connection. But the son was called John by divine command, and means the mercy or favor of God. Hallelujah. The family connection. Luke describes Elizabeth as one of the daughters of Aaron, which means she came from an honored priestly line. We'll find that in Exodus 6:23. She was the wife of a priest, Zacharias, of the course of Abiah. That is one of the sects of priests who ministered in the temple from Sabbath to Sabbath. We'll find that in 1 Chronicles 24:10. There was thus a priestly descent on both sides of John's family. Priests were allowed to marry pious women. That was, we can find that in Leviticus 21:7. Elizabeth became the mother of John the Baptist, the forerunner of Jesus Christ. Assessing the life and character of Elizabeth, we know that she was prominent as a godly woman, a childless woman, and a privileged woman. So that's how we're going to say about Elizabeth today. The godly woman, it is said that of both Elizabeth and Zacharias that they were righteous before God, walking in all the commandments of the Lord blameless. What a coveted commendation. Walking before the Lord, blameless. The priestly wife was a woman of unusual piety, strong faith, and spiritual gifts. All through her life, she preserved the blessed tradition of Aaron and his descendants. A childless woman, righteous towards God and most faithful to her husband, we yet have five words concerning the world of heart they are, and they had no child. For years they had both prayed and longed for a child. Now they were both well stricken in years, and the prospect of natural childbearing was past. A childless state, more so for the daughters of a priest and the wife of a priest, was humiliating. For in Israel, it was the dream of every woman that it might be her privilege to be the mother of the Messiah that was to come, that was promised to Eve, Earth's first mother. She was a privileged woman. For this beloved wife with a pious heart and cultivated intellect, God performed a miracle, as he did for Mary, her cousin. Now we know the miracle that was performed for Mary was that Gabriel came and told her that she would be the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a miracle! This young girl, they say around of 15 over in Nazareth, over in Judea, and so she conceived a son in her old age. It was while Zacharias was exercising his holy office in the sanctuary that the angelic messenger appeared and said to him, "Thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John." Although beyond the age when the birth of a child was possible, did Zacharias and his wife believe that God was able to do the impossible and even at their advanced age remove their reproach from among men? Well, the miracle happened. God gave Elizabeth conception, and after 6 months of her pregnancy, another miracle happened, cohabitation. Mary conceived by the Holy Spirit. Zacharias, who had been struck dumb at a sign that God would fulfill his word and grant him a son, had his speech restored when John was born. He hailed John's birth with a God-glorifying song in which he said of the God-given child, "Thou shalt be called the prophet of the highest." This famous son who came to prepare the way for the Lord Jesus Christ was privileged to have such godly parents to teach him effaceable lessons. But John was also directly nurtured by God in the deserts where he lived till the day of his showing into Israel. One of the writers, Donald Davidson, reminds us in his words, Mothers of the Bible, that it was not at his mother's knee that John learned the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but on the lonely desert, where in the silence and the solitude he found close fellowship with God and came to know the secrets of his will. That says a lot right there, that's how we can really hear from God. Anyway, going on. Because of their old age when their son was born, we can assume that Zacharias and Elizabeth both died years before their godly son was cruelly murdered by Herod, which was ultimately what occurred to John. But Elizabeth was a privileged woman in another way, in that she was the first woman to confess Jesus in the flesh. The first woman to confess Jesus. When she was 6 months with child, she was visited by her cousin Mary. I just want to make a note here. When the angel came and told Mary what was going to happen to her, and she accepted it, I think a lot of us can think about the village that we grew up in, and in the village, there usually was on our block or somewhere in the village, there was always that mother of our friends or that mother. She usually had a house full of kids herself, but that place where people kids could go and especially teenagers who were in conflict this is old school, were in conflict with their parents or with their mothers or what was going on and disagreement was in their own home. There was usually this woman, this mother, on the block or in the community, in the village, that we could go to. Mine was Miss Bernice, my sister friend, my twin. They were twins, Margaret and Harriet, and John Baldwin's daughters. And she had about seven kids, and she was all the way down in South Philly, and I lived in North Philly. But when things were happening that I needed to get some wisdom on, I would go to Miss Bernice. Go to Miss Bernice down in South Philly, and she would be in the kitchen cooking, and I could just go and sit and watch her cook and learn things from her cooking, but just pour out whatever was going on. When I found myself in the way, that was the first place that I went. So Mary didn't talk to her friends and her immediate family, it seems, but she took a trip from Nazareth up to the hill, into the hills. Her cousin Elizabeth to talk about what was going on. So anyway, back to the story. When she was 6 months with child, she was visited by her cousin Mary, and as soon as the Virgin Mary entered the home, the babe leaped in Elizabeth's womb as if to welcome the one whom Mary was to bear. Isn't that beautiful? Both mother and child were affected by the Holy Spirit. And Elizabeth gave Mary the most honorable of names, the mother of my Lord. Elizabeth just without question, just gave her the name. Elizabeth knew the Messiah was come, and she prayed to him and confessed him. She confessed Jesus Christ right there on the spot. Hallelujah. All Messianic hopes were about to be fulfilled, for there, beneath that woman's, these were Elizabeth's words, there, beneath that woman's clothes, my Savior is concealed. It was her spirit-filled greeting which prompted Mary to reply in a song called the Magnificat. Hallelujah. And that is found in Luke 46 through 55, and it reads, "For Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me a great things. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arms. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has opened his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the Magnificat, hallelujah, of Mary, the song of Mary, hallelujah, when it was affirmed by her cousin that she indeed was the mother of the Messiah. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. So we'll say, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things, for the things, for the great things he has done. Thank you, Pastor. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless
amen.
You.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Sister Priscilla, Minister Priscilla, excellent. Excellent. Excellent presentation on Elizabeth 3. Powerful bullet points. She was godly. She was childless. And she was privileged. She was godly. Good. Walking before the Lord blameless, woo, huge, amen. She was childless, but she was righteous and faithful, but she had no fruit. Isn't that something? You could be righteous, you could be faithful, serving God, but no fruit. But you went on to point number 3 and said she was privileged because God performed a miracle. And God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. If he did it, Elizabeth, he'd do it with us. But you know what? You brought up this last point. Now, I'm going to admit that you showed it to Pastor. You showed it to Dr. Bradford and all of us today with your last point, because I really didn't pick that up prior to you sharing it with us, that she was the first woman to confess Jesus in the flesh. Ooh. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And we're still confessing and will confess. Amen. Glory be to God. Wonderful, wonderful presentation on Elizabeth. Excellent. I know God told me who to give who. God said, I didn't give nobody an opportunity to choose. God said, you give this one that one, give this one that one, and give this one that one. And we know that God in his excellence and all-knowing knows what he is doing. So that was an excellent presentation on Elizabeth. Godly, childless, but privileged, and the first woman to confess Jesus in the flesh. God bless you, sis. Excellent, excellent. We appreciate you. Amen. Well done. Well done. My good and faithful servant. Well done. God bless you. Amen, amen. We pray that you guys, when I say guys, our brothers and sisters in the faith, wasn't that beautiful this morning, saints? That was just beautiful. That was beautiful. Glory be to God. And as we continue this month, amen, we have, just want you to know some of the other women that we're going to be sharing on. The virtuous woman, Mary, the mother of Jesus, Mary Magdalene, Rhoda, Bathsheba, Dinah, Ruth, Lot's daughters, Jezebel, Rahab, Sarah, Deborah, Abigail, Miriam, Delilah, the Samaritan woman at the well, and tomorrow, oh, wait a minute, and Martha, we got Martha, and tomorrow we are coming with Hagar. Fasten your seatbelts. Fasten your seatbelts. Amen. Blessed be the Lord. And I still got two spots, amen, to fill in, to complete our month. Amen. And all is well and all is good. Amen. So we bless the Lord. All of our services are available on replay, amen, on our website at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. You can go there, you can listen, you can share it, amen, with your family and your friends, and I'll also be posting it on Facebook daily, amen. And so spread the word. Women of the month coming from righteous women, amen, glory be to God of the now, of the present, of this generation, amen, how God are using us, amen, to honor, amen, these precious women. Some of them is nice and righteous, and some of them was naughty, naughty, naughty. But nevertheless, we have something to learn from all of them. Amen. So that we can be better. Amen. So that's our service for today in form of announcements. Amen. We will be at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock today. Amen. Glory be to God. Today is offering day here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We thank God for your support to this ministry. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. Amen. Mail address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, PA 19038. Amen. We bless the Lord. Keep your eyes out, saint. We need a building. We need a building. We want a building, not just any building. Amen. Let us pray and see where the Lord is taking us. We can come in temporarily. You know, we don't need it every Sunday right now. We just meet like one Sunday a month and special events. We don't know. But I hear the Lord saying find a building. Amen. And we don't want no storefront. We don't want no storefront. But we want what the Lord is putting us. Amen. Because God got to pay the rent. Well, let's just use our faith and say God's going to pay the mortgage. Why rent when you can own? When you get the right building, we can rent that out to some other people, have enough rooms and stuff in there, and we can have a nice little enterprise. Maybe we can put our TV studio in there. Maybe this is the wealth complex. Amen. Maybe this is the time. Amen. A building large enough, if we have enough offices there, we can rent it out to businesses. We put this real estate office in that corner, that insurance company in there. Come on now. Glory be to God. We have income coming in. See, so we ain't got to worry about how we going to pay the mortgage because we got 10 offices that we get monthly rent on. You see, then we have our sanctuary over here. We have our media studio over here where we do all our television recordings. Come on, y'all. Think big. Think big. Think big. The Lord told me this morning when I woke up, it's time for the building. Now, I don't know where the building is. Amen. Hallelujah. And you don't know either. But let us pray. Amen. And God going to pay the bills. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, saints. I love you. I love you. I love you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. No Friday night service tonight. Amen. That's every other Friday. Amen. Glory be to God. And to God be praised. Amen. So we want to focus on this, but I'm going to be reaching out to, amen, getting ready for our Good Friday service with our seven young people. Glory be to God. I haven't really reached out to nobody yet. I'm trying to, like, take it easy on you. But some of you already know who I'm coming for. Some of you already know who I'm coming for, okay? All right, so I got two of my daughters on. So that's Lee Five. I ain't calling no names, but you already know who I'm coming for. All right, glory be to God. We're talking about our young people doing the Good Friday services, because so give us time to promote that. We want to do it on YouTube. We want to have it on Facebook and Zoom all at the same time. And Minister Erica know how to do it, and I'll bring Pastor Charles in, and we're going to, amen, spotlight you guys. Amen. Glory be to God. So look, you might be a little nervous. You start practicing now. You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. You're going to come and just say what the Word of God says. We're going to give you your what saying you're going to say. You're going to find out what the Word said, and you're going to do fine. You might be a little nervous, but you're going to do fine. Amen. You're going to do fine. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We got a lot of things on the table. Amen. And it's all good. Amen. And to God be praised. Okay. I think that's it. Excellent, excellent, excellent. I heard the Spirit of God say excellent. Excellent. Well, I heard the Spirit of God when Brother Reed brought his presentation on Eve. I heard the Holy Spirit say scholarly. Pastor Erica, yesterday I heard the Holy Spirit say pastoral. Today I heard the Lord say excellent. Isn't God good? All right. And to God be praised, because God's word is all of that. Amen. And some more. Thank all of you. Amen. Hallelujah for your participation. Amen. Hallelujah. And have a good day, an excellent day, a victorious day. Hallelujah. And we'll be back here again tomorrow morning, same time, place, and station, giving God all the praise, giving God all the glory, and giving God all the honor. Father God, we say thank you for this service. We say thank you for that beautiful, beautiful presentation, beautiful exhortation on Elizabeth. Father God, and she is absolutely right. She is the first woman to confess you. Glory be to God. And I didn't see. God, you said, glory be to God, we'll be smarter than our teachers. Glory be to God. When we're moving with the Holy Ghost. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for the word of God that never returns void, but always, always, Father, comes back mission accomplished. God, we thank you for the tithes and the offerings and the donations, Father God, being sown today in this, the rich soil of your word. Father God, we say thank you, Father God. Return back to the sender, Father God, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Rebuke the devourer. And open up the windows of heaven to rain upon them. God, I received your instructions this morning to find a building. And so, Father God, then help me to find it. Help us to find it. You said if we seek, we'll find. That means we got to be looking. You said seek and we shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. So, God, you already know if we're going to be written, if we're going to be buying. You know, Father God. You already know. Maybe that's why you've been building my credit score up, Father God, to be almost impressive credit score. But, God, we know we're going to need some money to go with that credit score, or maybe we won't. We all know what we're going to need, or we already got what we need because we got your word and your instruction. So we say thank you for it, God, in Jesus' name. God, give us a good day. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Cancel, Father God, every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract. And we say thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you for the example that Elizabeth gave all of us, men and women, Father God. Hallelujah. That we should be godly. Hallelujah. And even though we are childless, there's no fruit showing as of yet. Hold on. Because we are privileged. And God will work a miracle because favor just ain't fair. Thank you. Now unto him was able to keep us from falling and to present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee and make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And Satan is defeated. The darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he most definitely is the Lord of Lords. I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Have a good day. Meet you at the altar of prayer, Lord's willing. And if we miss one another, we'll be back here again tomorrow morning. And if we miss that, we're not going to start Facebook this Sunday. We'll probably start Facebook next Sunday, but we're still going to do blog radio. I don't know how we're going to mix the two together, but somebody going to show me how to do it. Amen and amen. I love you. Amen. Hallelujah. Have a good, 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 good day. Thank you again, Minister Priscilla. Excellent. Excellent, saith the Lord. And say Pastor Bradford, too. Amen. Love you. Amen.
Yo, MVP, let's go.
All of my life, I've never known you to fail. You remain the same man. Wonderful is your name.